After 4 days of sub-zero temperatures, the head of California's Department of Food and Agriculture estimates as much as three-quarters of this year's crop has already been lost. A.G. Kawamura says 2007 may even be worse than the three-day freeze in 1998, which destroyed 85% of California's citrus crop.
The general report was there was about 70-80% of the crop still hanging in the trees, and in some of these areas then 100% of that has been lost.
And there's these small white crystallines that'll form down here, and that's another sign of frost damage.
Citrus grower Nick Hill slices oranges to check for damage. He's been working day and night to save as much of his crop as he can. He sprays water to raise the ground temperature and runs large fans to keep the air circulating.
Some people will go ahead and shut down thinking that their crop has been destroyed, but I believe that you got to keep running with this thing and then evaluate later. You can't give up.
Before the cold snap, nearly $1 billion worth of citrus fruit was waiting for harvest. But farmers say the damage is not limited to citrus. California grower Steve Barnard says his avocado farm was hit particularly hard.
This was the first real big crop on this particular block, and it's probably 90% gone.
For consumers, the 2007 deep freeze will mean higher prices. At the Los Angeles farmers market, the price of navel oranges has already jumped 50%, and by next month, citrus grower George McEwen predicts some fruits may be harder to find.
Run into the 1st of February, you're going to see smaller displays of citrus, and hopefully from our perspective, they're going to be more expensive.
Citrus grower Henry Vega says the crop losses will also be felt by workers who rely on farms for their income.
We've got about 1,000 workers that we employ at peak season, somewhere between January and July. And I would say we're probably going to be affected. At least 30% of that is probably not going to be employed.
Much of the citrus grown in California is sold fresh for the domestic market. But export demand has grown in Canada and Asia. Analysts say California's losses could also mean higher prices for oranges grown in other countries. Millar Sega, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。